The criminal investigation into London's Grenfell Tower tragedy is considering corporate manslaughter charges against those found to bear ethical and legal responsibility for the fire. 120 homes were lost in the blaze, and so far, 79 people have been confirmed dead. Those responsible face a fine of up to $33 million and possible jail sentences. But how do you sort out the ethical and legal responsibilities here, particularly when governments increasingly outsource monitoring standards to private agencies, resulting in a complex layer of private and public arrangements? Noel Debien on the Religion and Ethics Report has been taking a look at this. Noel, hello there.
Hello, Fran.
So when it comes to sorting out who's responsible, where do you start?
It's complicated, and that's why we decided we'd look at this. That is it the Royal Borough of Kensington? Is it the Chelsea Tenant Management Organisation? Is it the local authority? Is it the contractors who decided to put that cladding in? Is it those who had the role to enforce beforehand, before all of this happened? And it's a problematic area, and it could end up setting new law.
Indeed. Is the problem here beyond just a legal remedy? I mean, as I say, there's ethical issues here.
For sure. Well, law lies at the default bottom. When you get to this point, you've got 79 or more people dead, and the last thing you do is sort through it and say who was responsible as opposed to who is responsible. So why aren't you social, the areas of civil society working and natural responsibility being taken by people? We're talking about where this happened is in the very wealthy area of London where people walked by every day. It was clear to see, if you know what I mean.
And well, there's no engagement. It was a very wealthy part of London, and it's housing for the least wealthy Londoners to some degree, in disadvantaged communities for sure,
yep,
who rely on government for fairness and justice.
Yep.
But you can't expect those living there necessarily, or those walking by, to know, for instance, that cladding was a fire hazard.
No.
That's the job of somebody else.
Okay, of course, and that's what this whole investigation will look at. And when it comes down to it, though, you see, these people were complaining. There were blogs, as you know, that they were looking into it, but not being listened to. And part of the wickedness of the problem, if you know the term sociologists use, is that they were complaining, they were articulating their concerns, and somehow this wasn't picked up. It wasn't actually acted on, and why is it that you can't guarantee public safety for people who are less well off, who are disadvantaged, and why don't they have the security of public safety that those who are wealthier do?
Yeah, and who has to pay for that? That's the question ultimately that you'll be looking at. Noel, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Noel Debien sitting in for Andrew West, who's currently at the G20 Interfaith Summit in Germany. And you can hear more from Noel about this whole notion of who's to blame, where does the blame fault lie, what are the ethical failures here around the Grenfell Tower fire, on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon here on RN.